From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, former boxing champion Bunny Grant gets the keys to his newly refurbished home. Stay tuned to find out who shared the love. George Leslie Bunny Grant is a great name in Jamaican boxing history, easily recognized by fans from the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. Recently, a team from the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment, and Sport and the Sports Development Foundation, SDF, visited his home and gave it a facelift. Sports Minister Olivia Grange handed over the keys to a frail, almost 80-year-old Bunny Grant, who was obviously grateful for the courtesy extended.
Thank you all. I thank everybody.
Speaking at the handing over ceremony, Minister Grange said Mr. Grant forms a critical part of the fabric of Jamaica's sporting heritage.
Before Lennox Lewis, before Mike McCallum, before Shrimpy Clark, there was Bunny Grant. As we celebrate this year, we look back at the journey of our nation in every area of endeavor. We remember and tell the stories of our people who helped to create the Jamaica we enjoy today. Bunny Grant is one of them. He was there at the beginning.
She added that his home would serve as a bank to which many would come and draw information.
This is, to me, heritage. This is a location and a property and a man who people from all over the world will want to come and see Bunny Grant.
The refurbishing project was undertaken by the SDF at a cost of $3.9 million and included structural as well as cosmetic repairs. Minister Grange notes that the initiative is but one of several Jamaica 55 legacy projects being undertaken over the next 12 months.
For all of this year through to March 28, we are celebrating Jamaica 55. And there is so much that we can celebrate about our people. We know the importance on the country of highlighting the outstanding men and women of Jamaica and their exceptional achievements. Many times they achieve a lot against all odds. And so today's activity is about celebrating an outstanding Jamaican, a hero of Jamaican sport, the man memorialized in song, the champion, Mr. Bunny Grant.
Bunny Grant's career, which spans about two decades from 1958 to 1977, saw him introducing Jamaica to the rest of the globe as a formidable force.
As we reflect on our independence, we go back to August 4, 1962. 2 days before Jamaica became an independent nation, Bunny Grant was showing the world a preview of the excellence that Jamaica would produce when he won the British Empire Commonwealth lightweight title at the National Stadium in Kingston. He fought and defeated Dave Charnley of the United Kingdom. And it reminds me of how the Maroons fought the British and also beat them.
After winning that lightweight title, Bunny Grant went on to record over 52 wins, 5 draws and 15 losses, with a number of wins coming via knockout. When he hung up his gloves, he dedicated his time to training and mentoring young athletes who wanted to learn the sport. Minister Grange lauded him for his willingness to serve.
It's not very often those of us who achieve remember now to give back, remember to take the younger ones and mentor them. George Leslie Grant kept giving to his country. And so, a grateful nation is giving back to Bunny Grant. We have worked to ensure that this pioneer of what today we call Brand Jamaica sport knows how much we love him and how much we appreciate him.
In 2012, a number of volunteers from Corporate Jamaica and the Jamaica Boxing Board of Control visited Grant's home in Washington Gardens, St. Andrew on Labor Day and carried out refurbishing work. The most recent upgrade came with the promise of brand new furniture to be delivered in short order. That's where we end today's program. Tune in next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera, daring you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.